Title: Ratty Blueprint. Drive a snarling acid bass line in Ableton Live 12 for sharp drum and bass edge. Overview: This is an advanced, hands-on lesson. You'll design and process a classic snarling acid style drum and bass bass line using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. The final system is a two-layer bass, a clean monophonic sub plus a snarling top layer, routed to a bass bus with dynamics and sidechain control. The aim is a hard, cutting acid lead bass that sits tight with fast D&B drums around 170-176 BPM, while keeping the sub clean. What you will build: you'll make a two-track bass system. Sub layer: operator as a mono sine slash sub with glide and a tight amp envelope. Top snarling acid layer: wavetable or analog if you prefer, with a resonant filter, envelope and LFO modulation, and a drive slash distortion chain using only stock devices. Saturator, overdrive or pedal, corpus and erosion. You'll then route both to a bass bus with EQ, multiband dynamics and sidechain compression, and set up clip level modulation and macros for expressive control. Step-by-step walkthrough. Follow these steps exactly and tweak to taste. A. Session prep. Set your project BPM to 174. Create 3 audio return tracks if you want delay, reverb and post-drive effects, but keep the bass mostly dry and stereo tight for punch. B. Sublayer. Operator 1. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. 2. Oscillators. Use oscillator as a sine tune to your root C2 or your key. Level around minus 6 dB. Turn B, C and D off or very low. 3. Voices and glide. Set voices to 1 for mono, enable legato and set portamento to around 1040 ms to taste. 4. Amp envelope. Attack 0 ms. Decay 150 250 ms. Sustain 0.2. Release 48 ms. Tight but not clicky. 5. Processing chain. Insert EQ 8 and high pass at 812 hc to remove rumble. Add a subtle saturator with 24 dB of drive. Use a soft sine or analog clip. Finish with utility set to width 0% to keep the sub mono. 6. Level. Keep the sub around minus 3 to minus 6 dB relative to the top layer so it anchors without overloading. C. Top snarling acid layer. Wavetable 1. New MIDI track with wavetable. 2. Oscillators. Choose a bright wavetable like Saw slash Classic. Keep unison 1-2 voices. Optionally enable oscillator 2 for mild FM or detune. Keep it moderate. 3. Filter. Use the internal filter, ladder or state. Choose 12 or 24 dB based on how it rings. Set cutoff between roughly 400 and 900 hz. Set resonance between 45 and 70%. This is the main snarl. 4. Filter envelope. Set filter env amount high, around plus 60 to plus 120%. Attack 0.10 ms. Decay 150 350 ms. Sustain 0.10%. Release 50 120 ms so notes snap and then release cleanly. 5. Mono and glide. Voices equals 1. Portamento 30 80 ms. Legato on for 303 style slides. 6. Modulation. Attain a synced LFO to wavetable position at low depth 5-15% at 1/16 or 1/8 rates for micro movement. Add a slow envelope or LFO to cutoff for rhythmic motion. Map macro 1 to control filter cutoff plus envelope amount for hands-on tweaks. 7. MIDI programming. Create a bassline using short to medium notes, 1/16 to 1/8 values with occasional legato slides. Use clip automation to move filter cutoff or wavetable position across phrases. 8. Processing chain, in order. EQ 8 with HB at 30-40 HE, saturator analog clip around 4-8 dB drive, dry slash wet 60-80%, overdrive or pedal with 2-5 drive, corpus set to tube slash plate or metal with frequency in the mid-range and wet low around 10-25%, erosion for subtle grit, amount 10-30% at a low wet level. Follow with a correct EQ 8 to notch any honky spike. Utility to set width between 0-20% to keep most energy centered. 9. Optional. Use a return for stereo ambience with filtered delay or frequency shifter, but keep returns low. D. Bass bus 1. Route sub and top to a bass group. 2. On the group insert. EQ 8 to clean below 30-40 hc and slight boost 60-120 hc if needed. Attenuate 200-400 hc if muddy. 3. Multiband dynamics. Glue the low band under tilde 150 hc with gentle compression. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Quick attack and medium release. 4. Glue compressor after that. Attack 1-3 ms. Release 80-150 ms. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Aim for 2-4 dB gain reduction to glue the layers. 5. Sidechain compression. Use a compressor with the sidechain key to a kick slash snare bus. Set threshold to get around 2-6 dB of ducking on hits. Fast attack. Release tune to recover musically before the next hit. 6. Optional. Use redux on a duplicate return for extra grit during transitions. E. Final mix positioning map macro knobs to filter cutoff, saturator drive and corpus wet for quick automation. Keep the sub mono and the top centered with a little stereo if desired. High-tass your delays and reverbs to avoid low-end smear. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't drive saturation before cleaning the sub. HB the top layer first and keep the sub mono. Don't overdo resonance. If you hear ringing or whistling, reduce resonance or shorten envelope decay. Don't widen low frequencies. Keep below about 150 Hz mono. Avoid too long release times on envelopes. Long tails blur D and B rhythms. Don't try to make one patch do both sub and snarl. Separate responsibilities into two layers. Don't overdo side chain. Excessive ducking removes perceived weight. Pro tips. Map a macro to control cutoff, envelope amount and saturator drive for instant energy boosts. Resample and print variations of killer phrases to create fills and transitions easily. Use clip envelopes for filter and wavitable position movement. They're CPU efficient. Corpus can emulate 303 body. Tweak its frequency to emphasize the snarl. For harmonics without killing clarity, parallel distorted duplicate, low pass it around 3-5 kHz and blend. Use dynamic EQ or automation to tame resonant peaks in problem sections. Limit the sub separately, with a small limiter or clipper to protect downstream plugins. Mini practice exercise, 45 minutes. Follow this checklist. 1. Make 2 MIDI tracks, operator and wavitable. Set tempo to 174 BPM. 2. Program a 2-bar wavitable bassline with at least 2 legato slides and 1 staccato section. Use portamento and legato. 3. Set wavitable. Cutoff tilde 600 Hz, resonance tilde 55%, filter env plus 80%. 4. Build the drive chain, HP at 35 Hz right arrow saturator drive 6 dB right arrow overdrive drive 3 right arrow corpus wet 15% right arrow erosion, 15%. 5. Make operator sub mono, glide 20-40 ms, short decay, utility width 0%. 6. Route both to a bass group, on the group, glue compressor with 2-4 dB gain reduction, and compressor sidechain to a kick slash snare bus with 4-6 dB reduction on hits. 7. Check. Solo the bass group. Sub is mono and not clipping. With drums, toggle sidechain to hear the groove difference. 8. Export a 16-bar loop or resample the top and a slash B with a reference D and B track. Recap. You built the ratty blueprint. A mono operator sub plus a snarling resonant wavitable top driven with a saturator right arrow overdrive slash pedal right arrow corpus right arrow erosion chain. You routed both into a bass bus with EQ, multiband dynamics and sidechain compression. Key takeaways. Separate sub and top roles. Keep the sub mono and clean. Control resonance and drive order, and use macros and clip envelopes for expressive control. Use these parameters as a starting point and refine by ear. Extra coach notes. Sound design and workflow highlights. Filter choice matters. Ladder gives warm, rounded peaks. Steeper slopes and a slightly slower decay help the snarl cut. If resonance self-oscillates, reduce it or shorten the envelope. Try convex envelope curves or add a tiny amp transient for a punchier snap. A saw or rich wavitable gives more harmonics for distortion to work on. Use mild FM from OSC2 for metallic partials if you want a harsher snarl. HP before distortion keeps the low end from exploding with harmonics. Recommended order. HP right arrow saturator right arrow overdrive right arrow corpus right arrow erosion right arrow corrective EQ. Phase alignment, if the top cancels the sub, high pass the top deeper, flip phase, or nudge MIDI timing by a few ms. Sidechain shaping. Fast attack and a 50-120 ms release often work for D and B. For snare-responsive ducking, feed the compressor a composite drum bus. Macro mapping suggestions. Macro 1 equals open up cutoff plus env plus saturator. Macro 2 equals snarl resonance plus overdrive plus corpus wet. Macro 3 equals grit erosion plus tone plus width. Macro 4 equals slide portamento. Freeze and resample to save CPU once your sound is finalized. Print dry, heavy distorted and filtered variants as a palette for arrangement. Always a slash B against a reference D and B track and check translation on headphones and single driver systems. If the snarl is too dependent on stereo, it will disappear on mono playback. Final workflow tip. Think in layers, not fixes. Build a stable low-frequency foundation first, then sculpt the snarling top. Always check processing in the context of the full drum loop. What sounds great soloed can kill the groove in context. End of narration.